released it on DVD. But it's got, you know, Liam Cunningham was in the film and David Wilmot and Aidan Gillen, so it was a really good Irish cast, so I do want to secure that for the DVD. And my wife did like an hour long behind the scenes documentary, and like we know all the actors, so there's a lot more that kind of, they're a lot more trustworthy with revealing their personalities, you know, so that should be a good extra as well.
Just talking of some of the other actors as well, I mean, not only have you got a great double act at the front of your film, you've got some fabulous character actors. You mentioned Liam Cunningham, but I'm going to totally indulge myself here and just ask you about Mark Strong, who is this wonderfully twisted sort of enforcer guy who clearly knows, but we've seen that character before, not like this, who's having some sort of existential crisis.
Yeah, I was trying to do, like, you know, when I go to see an American comedy, I basically try to write the exact opposite because they're not funny. So, yeah, you know, in a lot of American movies, the villain always wants something. You know, they want more domination, or they want money, or women, or whatever. So I thought, well, the opposite of that is a villain who doesn't want anything because he's so bored. You know, so that was it. It was somebody actually doesn't want to achieve anything in the course of the film. And in a way, he sort of gets a happy death because he's killed by someone he respects. You know, so to me, that's not a happy ending. He's sort of got a smile on his face at the finish. Mark was, Mark came, I mean, I always loved Mark's performances, but I just didn't think we'd get him because he was doing so much stuff at the time. But the casting director, Gina Jay, said, well, no, Mark, he'll read the script. So we read it, and I had one meeting with him in a bar, and he said, you know, I want to do it. And he came over for whatever it was, the week. I mean, there was a lot of drinking on that film. And Mark would have been one of the main instigators of it. Even Don came out one night, and, you know, we had a lock-in. So, you know, it was a lot of camaraderie. You can get carried away, though, because, you know, you don't want to wake up on a Monday morning feeling really edgy. Yeah. But mostly we got away with it.
Excellent. All right, time for another one or two from the floor. We've got a couple down the front here, Jack.
Hey. Obviously, you're going to have massive success off this film, but where do you see yourself going now with your future projects?
I've got another one I want to do with Brendan called Calvary. It's about a good priest who's tormented by the people in his community. so that is a bit more of a straight drama, but it will have the same dark humour as a girl. I've had a few offers from America. Some have been crap, but there's a couple, as you'd expect. But there's a couple that are more interested. Whether they'll, you know, whether that'd be a writing assignment, whether they'll actually let me direct it as well, it remains to be seen. And I've got another one called War on Everyone, about two corrupt policemen in Alabama who go around blackmailing and framing criminals until they get their comeuppance, or do they? So, you know, those are the two main ones I'm planning.
Cool. Do you have a question?
Great film, by the way, really enjoyed it. Just a quick question. I kept noticing that obviously it was the big picture behind him in the pub, and it was where the transfer with the police was. I just wondered where exactly was that. Was that Salt Hill and Gold?
That's a bar at sort of facing us. So just a little bit off the front. It's like a big hotel with this. We walked in and said, that massive bar, and we thought this looks great, the bar. And we turned around, you know, so you're looking that way, facing out to the seafront or whatever. We turned around and that picture was there. You know, that's not a production design.
Because I thought
there.
I recognised it from when I was a kid going over. Right, I'm sure that's where it was.
And so we had, we said, geez, this would be great, but we're going to have to find out who the photographer was and get the copyright. You have to go through all that sort of stuff. But the lady showed us around and said, the guy who owns the hotel, that's his mate, took the photo. So they rang him up and they came back in 5 minutes and they said, you can have it. That was filming in Ireland, I guess, you know. Very easy.
We've got a question in the middle here somewhere. Yeah, this gentleman here.